I imagined how a priest might put on his vestments, doing it very mindfully. So I would approach running the same way. If I put on my shorts and t-shirt and pull on my socks and make sure that there's no creases in them, and smooth them out and pull them up just right, and simply just pay attention to what I'm doing.
Roger Jocelyn is an Episcopal priest in Bentonville, Arkansas. He's also the author of Running the Spiritual Path, a how-to guide on running as meditation and prayer. I'm Lily Percy, and this is Creating Our Own Lives, Cool for short, the podcast where I ask people to think through how they shape their lives. And by listening, hopefully, we learn how to create our own.
My name is Roger Jocelyn. I'm 64 years old, and I'm from Austin, Texas. I think my most vivid early memories of running were when I played football in junior high and high school. And running was used to get us in shape and as punishment. Almost any infraction, we were called on to run wind sprints until we puked our guts out. And in preparation for football season, I would train on the country roads near our house, running sprints and then running distances so that I would show up in some sort of reasonable physical condition when two-a-days started. And so I didn't take to running right away. I'd always viewed running as something very unpleasant till about my mid-20s that I began to appreciate running for itself. I was going through a very troubled period of my life. I had faced bankruptcy and divorce and was separated from my family. I wasn't seeing my kids as much as I had been accustomed to. And I was working out of town in San Antonio, Texas, and I started to run there after I got off work. And I ran and I ran and I ran, simply because I found that it was a distraction from the pain I was feeling. You know, I could punish my body a bit and hurt in different places. I think I approached it the same way maybe somebody who was better at drinking whiskey than I was might have. I ran to feel different than I was feeling, just to escape from the pain. And I'd noticed that I'd been meditating for a number of years, not terribly successfully. And I began to notice that my running life and my meditating life were beginning to merge. And many of the experiences that I'd known in meditating became apparent to me when I ran as well. Northern New Mexico, the Pecos Wilderness area, has been a spiritual homeland of mine for a long time. It's a good ways from Austin, Texas, my home, but I take frequent journeys out there. And I had always passed the Pecos Monastery on the way to the Pecos Wilderness area and had been curious about it and thought, for sure, I need to go stay there. And as I do on all my vacations, I ran while I was there. And one afternoon, I headed out the monastery door, had on my shoes, and headed out to cross a creek and headed up these trails. But at one point, I began to wonder if I might not be able to find my way back. So I decided I should mark the trail. So I took two sticks, and at every intersection, I'd pick up two sticks and point them toward the direction I needed to head to get back to the monastery. The whole run was mystical. At one point, I encountered a mountain lion, a very large female mountain lion. She was just a few feet in front of me, and I stopped in my tracks, as you might imagine I would, and she just turned and looked at me and then crossed the trail and went on about her business. And on the way back, when I came to the first intersection at which I had marked the trail, I realized that what I'd actually done is place a cross on the intersection. And I came to the next intersection. It was the same way. I thought I was putting arrows, but what I really was putting was crosses. It was quite literally that the cross had guided me back home. And I don't think that kind of experience, that I would have been receptive to it, that I would have heard it and seen it, had I not been so seriously engaged in my running life. That kind of deliberate practice of listening and hearing and smelling, paying attention to the run in general, it brought me to a place where I was receptive to what God, what the universe had in store for me. And it changed me. One day I came across an article about Thomas Merton, in which Thomas Merton was quoted as saying that prayer is the desire to pray. And I didn't really know about prayer as equating it with meditation. And I certainly didn't know how prayer could be conceived of as simply as a desire for something. And so my notion of what prayer is about began to expand. And the place that I arrived, at least for a good while, is that prayer is being fully present to the moment. Because I imagine that God is most fully present with us at this moment. And to the extent to which you can find yourself in the present moment, then you're finding yourself in prayer. So it worked quite naturally with running with me to begin to find ways of running that brought me into the present. And so I imagined how a priest might put on his vestments before going to celebrate the Eucharist, doing it very mindfully. So I would approach running the same way. If I put on my shorts and t-shirt and pull on my socks and make sure that there's no creases in them, smooth them out and pull them up just right, and you know, examine my shoes to make sure there's not any pebbles or dirt inside, and lace up the shoelaces very carefully and double knot them, and simply just pay attention to what I'm doing. And so to the extent to which I can prepare my mind and my body to receive, then I think I've prepared myself for both the run and for the prayer.
Creating Our Own Lives from On Being Studios is available on iTunes. There you can subscribe to this podcast and also leave us your feedback, but only if it's nice. Otherwise, share it with your mom.